Rav Zerba gets the following shaila from a young boy. He says, my father only wants to use his money for kavod things and for honorable things. He doesn't want to buy mekan the dal and minim. He doesn't want to buy money for the dal and minim. He says the boy to Rav Zerba, am I allowed to tell my father that the dal buying the dal and minim is a skula to get kesef and kavod, or is it checker? Is it lying? Am I allowed to tell my father that having the dal and minim is a skula for kesef, for money and for honor, or is that lying? So Rav Zerba writes a very three-line answer, very, very simple. He says, it's mutter lo margin lo kin. It's mutter to tell your father that it's a skula to get dalad minim for kavod and for kesef. Ain't a shaker, it's not lying. Because the Gemara says in Sukkot on the Zion of Beis, Shebananune lulav, when a person shakes the lulav, right? Behodu Hashem kitov, kilom chason, halon, all the different shakings that we have of a lulav, maybe shefa olam. Brings down tremendous, tremendous shefa, tremendous, tremendous bracha, tremendous source of great things into the world. And the Gemara says, "Molech, maybe k'day latzor ruach ruchos in it, when a person does this, it brings that and he stops tremendous bad spirits coming down. Malo morid k'day latzor tulalim roim, and it stops all these different types of things that happen. So, if your father only wants to be able to get dalan minim for kavod and for kesef, you could tell him that because the Gemara, you could tell him that no problem. Why? Because the Gemara says that when a person has the lulam dalan minim." It shakes off all the bad spirits. And it's also brought down by all the Hasidic Sfarim too, and by the Kabbalistic Sfarim too. When a person does this, you bring tremendous, tremendous bracha into your life. The second shayla we'll focus on today, the shayla goes as follows. There's a young boy who's not chayiv yet in the mitzvah of Sukkah, and he wanted to know that he's only chayiv midin chinuch. And my mother, I feel bad, because in my Sukkah, if I sit on the Sukkah with my father, my mother has to sit outside the Sukkah, And I feel that, and I feel like this is very hard for her, even though she's not mekayim in the mitzvah of sukkah. So I asked her. On one side, she's not chayiv in the mitzvah of sukkah, and I'm chayiv in the mitzvah of sukkah for midin chinuch. But on the other side, maybe the boy says to Rav Zerba, maybe I'm chayiv in the mitzvah kibud av v'im, and we know kibud av v'im is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So what beats at what mitzvah of chinuch or the mitzvah of kibud av v'im? So Rav Zerba answers back, and he says, even if his mother, right, the mother's not asking, the boy's asking, Rav Zerba says, even if the mother asks you, specifically, you sit outside the sukkah so I can sit inside, the boy does not sit outside. Lo hayat tzarech l'shma v'kol, you don't have to listen to her. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Yoredei HaSemen, Reish Mem, Sif Tezvav, if a person's father or mother tells someone to be over an avera, to be over something in the Torah, whether it's a mitzvah aseh, whether a mitzvah los aseh, whether it's an active mitzvah to do, or whether it's a passive lo sase mitzvah to not do, fil mitzvah shal devarim, even a derabana mitzvah, lo yishamalo. The person doesn't have to listen to them. So says of Zorberstein, here in a case where your mother's not even asking you, lo rotza la shavetz besukah b'makom ha-ben, she's not sitting in your place, Zorberstein says to the boy, adarabo, lo v'male simcha shebana mekayim mitzvah, she should be so happy that her son is able to mekayim the mitzvah. Right? Rav Zerberstein says that a din chinuch, a person is able already to mekayim some sort of mitzvah, and she should know that she's pater in this mitzvah, and her son is chayav. And if this is going to be hard for her, she emecha sukkah gadol yoser. Right? It might be hard for her because she doesn't have such a big sukkah. But at the end of the day, you should tell her that you're being mekayim in the mitzvah of sukkah. But shum ofen lo taskim la shevis but sukkah amokam banav. But she should not, for sure. Rav Zerberstein concludes, she should for sure should not agree to sit in place of her son, because at the end of the day, she's not chayiv in sukkah. The son is chayiv midin chinuch. And even if you want to say that as a mitzvah of kibud av v'im, The Shulchan Aruch, Yosef Kaya writes in the Shulchan Aruch, says very passionate that even a father and a mother comes to tell you actively to be over a mitzvah in the Torah, mitzvah aser, or mitzvah los aser, or even a mitzvah derabanan, you don't have to listen to. But here, she's not even asking. Here, the son is having such a sensitivity for his mother, which is such an incredible thing. Rav Zerberstein says, no problem, the boy should sit inside because of din of chinuch. She should be so happy that her son should become the mitzvah at the end of the day. And at the end of the day, the boy should not take the place of his mother. But I think the second child is a tremendous lesson in what sukkah is all about. Sukkah is all about a zman chag ha'asif. It's a time of gathering. What does that mean? Doesn't mean just gathering the fruits and vegetables. And it's a time of gathering. It's a tremendous time of achdus. It's a tremendous time of being caring for each other. We said earlier from the Sanz Rebbe. The Sanz Rebbe didn't have such a beautiful sukkah, so they once asked him, "Why don't you have such a beautiful sukkah?" So Sanz Rebbe turned back to one of his chassidim and said, "Want to know why? It's because my beautiful sukkah is knowing that every single poor person has food, has what food to eat. That's my sukkah." So caring and sensitivity doesn't only apply to money. It also applies to how we act with our families and how we act with our friends. We know that the sukkah is a tremendous place of hashkasa shechina. It's a tremendous time, a tremendous place of the divine presence. It's brought down. That has the bechina of Eretz Yisrael. The Gra famously said also that the two mitzvahs that a person can do with his full body, one is the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, one is the mitzvah of sukkah. So because those are two mitzvahs you can do with your full body, there's even mechina of Eretz Yisrael in the sukkah. And we'll conclude, the Avni Nezer writes, the Shem Yishmuel writes, the Shem Yishmuel quotes from his father, in Sukkah's Kuf Mem Ches, writes from the Avni Nezer, that a person, when a person sleeps in the sukkah, he doesn't have to say the whole Kriya Shema Alamita, he just has to say the first paragraph of the Bracha of the Ma'apil. Why? Because it's like the same thing at the first night of Pesach, the Shomer Min Mazikin. Sitting in on Pesach, we only have to say the first paragraph of Pesach because it's a Leil Hashimur, it's a Leil of good guarding. The Sukkah has this added element of Shmira from that thing. So I don't know if we're passing like that at the end of the day, but just to know the Sukkah is a tremendous time of closeness from us between the Kaddish Baruch. The more we're close with each other, the more Kaddish Baruch will want to be close with us. So Bez Hashem Shmizokha, they have a beautiful, beautiful Sukkah, tremendous time of Achdus, and Bez Hashem, only good things. Lonu L'chol Beis Yisrael. Shkoach, have a beautiful Yom Tov.